What's up? What's up? What's up?
What's
man?
Up?
Welcome to the man friendly cave, niggas. Man. Hey, we are back. It's been a minute.
I think he just got on the sharper guard.
He is, bro. They celebrating. Oh, he hit somebody must have scored. Y'all got his.
Yeah, he scored. Yeah.
We actually watching like a baseball game right now. The ALCS, the Boston Red Sox versus the Houston Astros. Right now, it's the top of the third. Yeah. It's 1-1. So while we're actually recording this podcast, we're actually watching the baseball.
Some of y'all Astros fans probably pissed off with this happening.
Bases loaded. Yeah, you bases loaded and you strike out, bro. And you only had one strikeout in the beginning of that inning, bro. And the fact that, you know, he was able to strike out the other two. But I think the dude, Altuve, he was intent on scoring.
Yeah.
You could tell because he was swinging that ball that he probably should have not swung at. So, you know.
He wasn't playing strategically.
Not at all. He just he wanted the
home
run.
He was a second out or a third?
Second.
Oh yeah, you could have played with that, brother. You
because they had enough.
Yeah,
they had enough strikeouts.
At least to let one of your guys score.
Yeah. You don't need that. He didn't have to hit a home run.
Right.
Just hit the ball, and then so now the bases because you know, running whatever. But man, this is Devontae, man.
Hey, this is Mr. 24/7. You know.
And before we start everything else, Mr. 24/7 has a an extension to the family.
I do, bro. I got a newborn, man. My son came Saturday, yo.
So how does it feel to be a dad of a boy?
It's definitely different. Mm. I don't think it's really going to hit me until, like, he start moving around more, start doing boyish-like things. Because right now, he doing infant shit, you know.
Crying,
shitting, eating.
But, yeah.
And sleeping.
Yeah.
They you sleep. Know.
Like, what you tired for, bro? You ain't go to work.
But yeah, definitely a new addition to the family. Yeah, man. It's exciting. So
congratulations,
appreciate
bro.
That.
I
appreciate
would hit the
that.
Button on the soundboard, but you might shut up, bitch.
Yeah,
I ain't trying to play that one. So But nah, man, it's good to be back, bro.
It is.
It's
it
been
is.
A minute. We were supposed to record last week, but something happened.
What did? We
was at the hospital.
Yeah,
that's right.
And I was like, woo, because I was tired, bro. I was like, you know, it really takes a lot out of you to kind of do everything throughout the day and then come home, got to record and make sure everything's up.
Because, I mean, the whole day you got something to do.
Yeah.
And I take a toll, I ain't going to lie.
But I'm not going to lie, though. I feel like this here is a part of, like, my therapy.
I feel you.
Chill.
Hell yeah.
And just kind of talk.
Hell yeah.
And, you know, get all that stuff off. So, man.
I feel you.
But, yeah, this episode, it won't be long.
Yeah.
Today is my birthday.
Fast. Happy birthday to
appreciate it, man.
I don't know what I'm about to hit. Birth show.
Oh, bro. This guy stinks. Oh, bro.
Hey, I told you I didn't know what I was about to hit.
I switched the sounds around. This guy said, oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Yo, that was epic, yo. I did not expect that.
That happened on my birthday? Boy. You know what? Matter of fact,
hey, boy, ain't no fucking way, boy. Boy, ain't no way, bro.
Man told me I stink on my birthday, man.
That was funny as hell.
But nah, man, it's good to be back, bro. You see
no
me
doubt,
joking,
no doubt.
Kidding around, bro.
No
By the way, so I actually went ahead and I created us a email account.
Oh, word.
So the Man Cave has an official email account. So if you guys want to reach us, whether it's just to talk about something
hell
or
yeah.
even a topic that y'all want us to discuss on the show,
send us
I'm going to give y'all, I'm going to attach the email in the description of the podcast. So if you just want to reach out to us, bro, you can reach out to us. But the email is mancave0707@gmail.com. That's mancave0707@gmail.com, bro. So y'all want to reach out to us, bro, send us some topics, some ideas, things y'all want us to do or even incorporate in the show, reach out to the email, bro.
We want to hear from y'all, man.
We definitely want to hear from you. So, man, a lot of shit has happened in the last 2 weeks, bro.
Yeah, you ain't lying.
In sports.
You ain't lying, yo.
A lot of shit has happened,
a
dog.
Big 2 weeks.
It's been one of those things. I was like, nah, bro, this shit ain't happening. This shit is not happening, dog. So, we're going to start off with some wrestling news. And there's a question I want to ask you.
Okay, no doubt.
So, on the way home today, I was listening to the Stone Cold Steve Austin podcast.
Uh-huh.
That shit is gold, bro.
Right, it is.
That shit is gold, bro.
You listen to the one with Seth Rollins?
No. So I actually went back to the episode because I haven't heard it in a while.
Uh-huh.
So the episode I heard, he was interviewing himself.
Oh, okay.
And it was that one, and he was like, you know, it was funny to him trying to sing,
right,
playing the guitar and shit. And
yeah,
he was just doing his shit, and I'm like, bro, this is the dude that we grew up on.
Yeah, that's
or
true.
Whatever. But he made a statement that I want your opinion on. He said that. He said he was talking about different tag team champions.
Uh-huh.
And he said the tag team division is not as interesting as it used to be.
Okay.
So my question to you is, do you think that's true? And why did it seem like the tag team division lost the spark that it had? Because you remember, I grew up watching Jeff Hardy and Matt Hardy,
okay,
Edge and Christian,
right,
Bubba Ray and D-Von. And you know, when they was getting into a fight with anybody, yeah, it didn't matter if it was Mae Young, bro. She right. was going through the table.
That's true. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or
that's
a ladder.
True.
So, like, there was an excitement. Like, granted, right, you had the world champion. Right. And he had his own thing. But the tag team champions, bro, yeah, that was a division that had great tag teams together. They had great chemistry. Yeah. It was high flying. Yeah. The tag team division was the Daredevils.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And it seemed like, granted, my disclaimer, I have not watched wrestling, whether uh-huh. it's Raw or SmackDown,
yeah,
in a long time. Okay. I might catch a pay-per-view every now and then. That's right. Only if Mr. 24/7 watching it or whatever.
Yeah,
this is.
Yeah.
But my question is, do you feel like the tag team division has lost that star power, that lackluster?
Compared to the past, absolutely.
Okay.
I also do feel like the tag team division slept on a little bit.
Okay.
I feel like, in my opinion, whether I might be being biased. I'm not even going to lie to you. Mm. I might be being biased when I say this. I feel like right now, I feel like it's been held down. Right, like, the team's holding it down right now, I feel like it's the Usos.
Okay.
Rikishi Sons.
Yeah.
I feel like they are dominating the tag team division right now. Then I said I'm biased because I'm a huge fan of Roman Reigns. Mm-hmm. And, of course, and of the Usos, his cousins. But I think right now, yeah, I think they are holding it down right now. But, of course, I agree because, yeah, there's two teams right now in the in WWE that's kind of holding it down. It's the Usos and the New Day. Much as I dislike how much they gyrate and all that yeah. shit, you know, they're holding it down. I can't, you know, they're...
So then let me ask this. Mm-hmm. Why does it seem like there's no true investment in the tag team division compared to how it used to? Because they actually would, like, sometimes the tag team, just how you know tag teams was good, then yeah. because we get the main event.
Right.
At the end of the
right.
show.
Right. Yeah.
They have to be really good and they'd have star power and an attraction to get the main event.
It's funny you say that. Just this past Monday night on Raw, the Usos main evented.
Wow. See? I told you, bro.
Just this past Monday night, they main evented against Big E and Drew McIntyre.
They don't let just anybody main event.
Right.
Especially in a tag team division.
Absolutely.
So you have to have a draw and a pull
yeah.
to get that slot
right.
on the show.
Yeah.
And it seems like now it's always it's just about that one guy.
And so mind you, so during this match, Big E and Drew McIntyre, they're the two top baby faces, as you would call it in wrestling.
Okay.
The Usos are the heels. The crowd was chanting for the Usos during the entire match.
Wow.
Over your world champion, Big E.
That's not really their world champion.
And well, yeah, that's a fact. Yeah, that's a fact. It's Roman Reigns really is there. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And the craziest part is they actually won by countout.
Who?
The Usos. They won by countout. And they gave them a win. I mean, that should tell you a lot. They main evented Raw and they're SmackDown guys. They came over to Raw and main evented over their tag team champs.
But the top guys is Roman.
Roman and the Usos. So, not just on SmackDown, but WWE.
But yeah, because so Vince could take them, or even the writers could take them and yeah. put them on any show. Hell, yeah. they could put them niggas on NXT.
That's a fact.
And
they're
the main event because of who they are. People yeah. want to see what they got to bring to the table. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wanted to ask you that because when I heard him say that, he was uh-huh. talking about different tag teams that he liked
yeah.
and how it's so lackluster now compared to how it used to be. Now, he went way back. Mm-hmm. But I'm just thinking about even when I was watching, I'm like, bro, it was an interesting
That's true.
Tag
That's
team
true.
Division.
Yeah.
Now, even though you had the main guy, yeah. you know he was going to do his thing.
Right.
But the tag team divisions, they were the Daredevils. They the one who tried.
It was never
the crazy
a dull
shit.
Moment.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You had so many different combinations from the Dudleys, Edge and Christian, Hardy Boys, APA. At one point, Kane and X-Pac was a yep. tag team.
That's fact,
at one point, Undertaker and Kane was
Man,
a tag
like,
team.
Exactly.
Like, it was so many options you had that we don't have now. Now, you say he went old school, and I mean, old school, I think, is probably the best tag team division overall of all time.
Yeah, yeah.
You're talking about Road Warriors.
Yep, he mentioned
them. Yeah, like
the Von Erichs.
The Von Erichs, man.
Midnight
like
Express,
exactly.
You know, things, people like that.
It
so.
Didn't stop. They had endless teams,
but
you
then,
know?
Also, too, like, and it kind of makes sense. Those guys had a different era.
That's true.
So especially, you got to think about it too, especially when wrestling was starting to form to become what it became.
Yeah.
Remember back then it was about like different territories.
Right.
You had the Mid South. You had this. You had the you know, the Midwest. Whatever. You had these different territories.
Yeah.
That wrestled, and they had so much more freedom.
Right.
To That's say true. And do whatever they want. And these niggas were getting put on TV.
Tag team division was taken serious back then. It's not taking serious. Quick update. The Astros are getting their ass whooped right now.
Yeah. Well,
they've been on one out for about the last 15 minutes.
Oh, damn.
And right. Boston scoring. They loading the plates,
damn,
bro.
He dove too early.
Man, what is, I don't know what's happening.
I don't know. It's 3-1, by the way.
3-1.
Top of the third. The Red Sox are winning. I don't know what the hell.
And they still have only one out with two with the a third and, with the second and third base loaded.
Yeah, and they had Minute Maid Park, so they're here in Houston right now. So, but yeah, and so when he said it about when he said it about the tag team division, and it made me think. I was like, okay, you know what? Jerry's watch wrestling.
Yeah.
More than I do. Let me ask him what he think about that.
No, he definitely has a point. Like, I'm excited. I think I love tag team wrestling more than I love individual. Because tag team, you have to perform as a unit. You have to know what your partner is thinking.
That is
you don't know what your partner is thinking, y'all not going to be successful.
No. Yep.
Like, and I know everybody say it's pre-scripted. Yes, it is. But if you know what your partner thinking, y'all, that match is going to flow. I don't care about outcomes. Outcomes don't matter to me. That's why I didn't sit here and say, oh, the Usos have this many titles. Knew they had this many titles. No, none of that matters, really. None of that matters. It's how you perform within the bell. Everyone, it's prescripted who wins after the bell. Like, once the bell is rung, that's prescripted.
Yep.
But how y'all perform, how y'all make each other look in the ring, that's not pre-scripted. Y'all go over that and y'all actually perform it, but you got to perform it to, like, perfection.
And you know, it's so crazy. It's different. When I was younger, I never paid attention to how they talk to each other as they wrestle.
Absolutely.
They call the moves.
Yeah.
I never pay attention to that.
They'll be loud as hell, but you just don't catch, you know?
Yeah, because the crowd is going crazy.
Right.
They literally having a conversation as they're wrestling. So, hey, this is coming up next. We're going to do this. Go ahead, sell. Take a bump, whatever the case is.
The best ones, you never, ever tell that they talk.
I had no idea, bro.
Don't let it be John Cena. You hear this nigga from Alaska. elbow. My nigga, shut the fuck up. Nigga, niggas in the cheap sheets just heard you say that.
If y'all don't know by now, Mr. 24/7 hates John Cena.
I hate John Cena, yo. Fuck him, bro. He's making his money in Hollywood. Yeah, go ahead. Stay away from the ring. Stay away from the art of pro wrestling. Stay away from sports.
But when John Cena first came to wrestling, bro, nah, dog. John Cena, it was different.
It was definitely different.
I'm going to tell you why his act got tired really fast. So people got tired of seeing John Cena. He was just like, oh, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Well, when he first came in, it was a splash because you still had Chris Jericho.
Right.
You still had Kurt Angle. You still had Eddie
Brock
Guerrero.
Lesnar.
You had Chris Benoit, Brock Lesnar, The Rock.
Some phenomenal people.
He even had a little bit of Stone Cold there.
Yeah, and a little bit. Yeah, well, I don't like him, but a little bit of Hogan, I guess.
Overhead.
Undertaker.
Like,
you had some of the greats still doing it.
Yeah, so it kind of made it easier for him.
Yeah, and then when he put them jorts on for me, that was it.
Bro, I'm not going to lie to you. For a second, I forgot who he's talking about. I was sitting there. I was like, I was hoping you said a name because I'm like, bro, who are you talking about right now? You're talking about John Cena.
Yeah,
bro.
That shit. He went from a rapper to whoever the fuck he became. I don't know. I can't explain that shit. But anyway, I hate the nigga. I ain't going to lie to you.
Actually, at first, I liked him because he was different.
Yeah.
But then I was like, all right, I see they about to try to make him another Ric Flair and shit.
Yeah, that nigga just did not ever lose. And I'm like, all right, damn, nigga.
Yeah, like.
And then everybody was saying he was the greatest of all time because of how much champion titles he was winning. And I just said, fuck the results. Yo, I don't care about results, man. Fuck the results. Like, Undertaker undefeated streak before it got ended by Brock. I didn't really care for it, but Undertaker was dead ass outperforming everybody at WrestleMania.
Undertaker,
he was outperforming.
Undertaker
people.
Was fighting against Shawn Michaels and dove over the ring and damn
hit the camera.
His...
Man,
he might have had a concussion, bro.
Nah, for real, he landed dead on the top of his skull.
Like,
that's still the cringiest thing to watch right now, man.
But back to John Cena, though.
Yeah.
There's a reason why I don't like that nigga because he shouldn't beat Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania, bro.
It's on his TV.
Oh, we're not gonna talk about that. That's an old commercial with John and Lil Nas X. Nah, bro.
What are we talking?
Nah, but when John Cena beat Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania, bro, I was so tight.
Yeah, I was too.
The next night, they in London and they have a 45-minute match.
Yeah.
And listen to the behind the scenes, they wasn't supposed to fight that long.
They would,
But because the fight was so good, even and then Shawn won. But I was like, bro, he should have won last night.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is Shawn Michaels, bro.
Yeah.
Like he should beat John Cena.
Yeah,
at a
no doubt. Yeah.
Dog.
No doubt.
You talk about one of the top performers in the ring?
Yeah, no doubt. Absolutely.
It is weird seeing him now because he got his, he bald and shit. But now, I was like, damn, Sean, like, you ain't the same. But
they got a whole action figure with him being bald. It was the weirdest shit
I've ever seen. It's weird seeing people you, like, idolize in a sense as a hero get old.
You're that's true.
But your idols do get old, though.
Yeah, that's true.
It happens, bro. Yeah. Like, so that shit crazy, man. You got any wrestling news that we need to know about, bro?
No. Wrestling is pretty awful right now, and it's not newsworthy at all. The most newsworthy thing this week probably is SmackDown. It's on right now, though. So I'll probably have something for that next week.
See, and I'm going to tell you honestly, the reason why I put – go ahead, more. The reason why I put this on instead of SmackDown, because I was going to watch it, but I was like, I don't know if you like, oh, man. Like, you might get so wrapped up in it,
you might forget to record. Well, see, I'm the kind of guy, I ain't going to lie, I would have to watch that from beginning.
Yeah, I got you. And I thought about it, too. I was like, you might want to watch from beginning to end. Right. So I was like, I ain't going to put that on.
Because Brock Lesnar's supposed to be on there and all this shit, that's and
any other wrestling news? We move back.
No, that's it. I would definitely have wrestling news for y'all after next week, because next week they have a big card coming up called Crown Jewels, one of the most expensive pay-per-views of the year. They'll be in Saudi Arabia.
Oh, yeah.
And it'll be Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns in the main event. If Brock Lesnar loses, you will have a rant of the lifetime.
Who are you fighting against?
I'm sorry. If Brock Lesnar wins,
against Roman Reigns?
You will have a rant of a lifetime for me on the next episode.
And they might do that. They literally might do that.
Please don't say that.
We're going to move past that.
Please don't say that, y'all. We're going to move past that. I will stop watching wrestling. I'm not even fucking playing right now.
All right. So, let's go with some motherfucking boxing.
Okay. You mean boxing been hot.
Good Lord.
Last 2 weeks, yo.
So, let me just put this out there now.
Shit, last month, really.
Yeah,
boxing been hot.
Let me put this out there now. Caleb Plant, sir, just go ahead and call the funeral home because you're about to have a funeral November, was it 8th? Or something like that. Canelo is about to beat.
No, it is ace. Yeah.
Canelo is about to beat the dog shit out of you, bro. And I actually feel bad because I was watching somebody made like a little video. I watched his channel. Boxing Motivedia.
Mm-hmm.
And he did a mashup between Canelo and Caleb Plant. And I heard Caleb Plant talking like, yeah, he might be stronger this, that, and the other, but he never fought nobody like me. And I'm like, bro, it's cool to have confidence.
I hate when people say
But I'm thinking like, bro, it's levels to this shit.
Right,
bro.
This
nigga Canelo is on a different level. This nigga been pro since he was 15, dog.
Yeah.
He only got one loss in his career. That's to Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah, exactly.
Nigga is beating everybody else, dog. That is, bro. If Canelo, he gonna become the undisputed middleweight champion.
Yeah.
He beats him on the 8th. Bro, if this dude keep on a trajectory that he's going right now, dog, he's going to be the greatest, one of the greatest Mexican fighters ever.
Yep.
Because, you know, they love Julio Cesar Chavez.
Right.
They love him. His son, I don't know what the hell his son did, but that's another story for another time, though. So, yeah, Caleb Plant, bro, you finna get destroyed. Now, let's get to this shit here.
Okay. I'm sorry, real quick.
Go ahead.
I forgot one thing real quick. So, I'm sure this is because you said Mexican, fighters. Junior Dos Santos is making his wrestling debut tonight.
I heard about that.
On AEW.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
In the 6-man tag. Yeah, he's teaming up with a tag team called Men of the Year, and they're going against Inner Circle, which is Chris Jericho's group. So
they say he's looking to get into boxing after this, too. He want to fight Canelo.
I heard that. Yeah.
Canelo going to be the dog shot, bro. Niggas got to understand, bro.
Look, Junior, hey, stay in wrestling. Because when he came through the crowd, he looked badass. I'm not going to lie. I was like, oh, she got Junior. And I was like, it looks like the appearance of him in wrestling, it looked badass. Stay there, dog.
You know what's gonna happen?
Stay there, bro.
They're gonna try to make him a more fiercer, meaner Samoa Joe. Because of his skill set.
Yeah, I can see that. Because of
his skill set, he's gonna be this bad guy, this mean demeanor.
Yeah.
Beating people ass and shit like that. Yeah. He's not gonna talk much. Watch.
Yeah. He shouldn't. Much.
Yeah.
Good God. They did an interview on AEW. My God. I said, where the fuck did Vin Diesel come from? I said, yo, he got a manager. Let your manager talk, yo. Hey, like, damn. Don't say nothing. Just keep your ass.
Fellas, all the men out there that's going to hear this podcast, if anybody ever calls you Vin Diesel, that is not a compliment. That is not a compliment.
No matter what you think or how they put it.
That's the only nigga that, look, when he's in the movie, the movie sells if he don't talk. If he start talking too much, bro, think about it. That nigga ain't had that many lines of Riddick.
Facts.
He was fighting, beat niggas at you. Yeah. Bro, you know what? He's a poor man's light skin Wesley Snipes, bro.
Oh. Nah, yeah, because Wesley. Yeah,
Wesley
yeah.
can act.
He can't act. He can that's act. A fact.
But, you know, he also has stage presence. Vin Diesel right. has stage presence, but he can't act.
Though. Yeah, that's it. He just got stage presence. That's it.
Yeah.
Make sure his make sure wearing the tank top in his contract, and you do it. That's it, yo.
He look like Jason from the game, huh?
That nigga. Damn, he do, yo. Hey, put a tank top and a button down that got to be open the whole movie and not buttoned up. Put it in his contract, bro. Put in his contract. Damn, yo.
Jason from the game.
Shit.
Family.
Yeah. That nigga look like.
It's all about family. Like, snake it out of here, bro. They wrote this nigga script, family. Yeah, all about family.
Nigga, you had to rehearse that.
They changed that shit up. The family. Like, bro, fuck out of here with that shit, bro. But nah, man, so Tyson Fury fought Deontay Wilder.
The big fight.
Any other time, bro, I go to the bar, catch the fight, because I like the atmosphere. I like being out there, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you, dog. After a certain amount of time of being out, bro, I just get tired, nigga.
It'd be like,
my mom be like, bro, it's time to go home.
Dog. Yeah, yeah,
and it's kind of hard being around, you know, other people. Yeah. They trying to hang and shit. Like, bro, let's go to the club, bro. Let's go to the strip club.
What
bro.
Is that?
I'm like, bro, I have a wife at home, bro.
Facts. The whole family,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, I'm not going to no strip club.
Yeah.
Because I could throw my money in my room and pick it up. That's facts, bro. So I was like, but anyway, bro.
Yeah.
They fought, dog. Mm-hmm. Bro, I had to watch the fight twice. Because the first time I watched it, uh-huh. I was a little drunk.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So in my mind, I'm like, this shit ain't happening, bro.
Right.
I was like, this shit is not happening, dog.
Yeah.
Even though Deontay Wilder was landing some shots and he knocked him down twice, bro, Tyson Fury beat his ass.
That's a fact.
He beat his ass, bro. I have never seen a nigga knock somebody down and they are the one with weak legs.
Right, yeah, that's true.
I'm like, bro, what happened? And I was telling the dude also work, but I was like, bro, after the fourth round, when Deontay Wilder knocked him down twice, Deontay Wilder was done.
Yeah. He was hoping it was over there.
Yeah, he was done. Yeah. Now, there's been a complaint in the boxing community called Countgate.
Uh-huh.
What they're saying is that the referee did not actually do a 10-second count.
Yeah.
What people don't understand is that if a person is knocked down and their opponent is not in the corner that the referee instructs them to go to, if they are in the middle of the count, they can stop their count and back him into that corner. So people think that the ref was cheating because they said that Tyson Fury was getting a longer count than 10 seconds.
Yeah,
because
my homeboy came to work and he was talking about that. I see you.
Bro, get out of here, bro. Nigga, you know
what it was? Really hot over that, though.
You know what it was? Deontay Wilder tricked everybody, bro.
Hmm.
I'm about to explain to you why, bro. Okay. He tricked everybody. What competition has Deontay Wilder fought that is similar or even in the same stratosphere as Tyson Fury?
The first few times he fought Tyson Fury. All right, that's it.
So everybody else that he fought
had
a fear of his reputation.
Right.
They feared Deontay's reputation.
Yeah.
You get in the ring with this dude, I got to be perfect for 12 rounds and not get knocked out.
That nigga said one thing that put fear in a lot of people. He said, I want to kill somebody in the ring. And it put fear in the average boxer.
Like, you're scared and you're nervous because this dude's 6'7".
Yeah.
He's 6'7".
No doubt.
210, 215, bro.
Chiseled.
And he got a right hand that will lay an average man out.
Yeah.
He'll kill somebody, bro.
Yeah, that's true.
But his resume, who he has fought, nobody on that list compares to Tyson Fury.
That's true. And about miles.
The worst thing that happened to Deontay Wilder is when Tyson Fury got up in the 12th round of the first fight.
Yeah,
when
that's
he
true.
Knocked him out. Nah,
yeah,
that's knocked true. Him down, bro, and he got up. That's
in
the worst
12th
thing.
Round, bro.
That was the worst thing that happened to Deontay Wilder because he like this nigga got up.
Everybody ready to celebrate after that?
What?
You know, 12th round
because
that's it.
Up until the 12th round, Tyson Fury's winning the fight.
Yeah,
that fight should have not been called a draw, but I know why they did that because they wanted the second fight. It was so good.
Right.
So if we do a draw, nobody wins, then we get two more fights out of this.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm telling you, bro, that whole boxing shit, dog, how they be setting this shit up,
yeah.
Some of them scorecards and the results be terrible. You're like, there's no way this nigga beat this dude, bro.
Yeah.
A baby can see the nigga on his rank getting his ass beat.
Yeah.
A baby can see that shit, bro.
That's a fact, yeah.
But, like, so in watching the fight, I'm like, damn, dog, Tyson Fury is manhandling Deontay Wilder.
Yeah.
That's the first time I have seen a fight where a boxer wanted to get knocked out.
I didn't see it. I didn't think it would have been that convincing. Like, like that. He asserted himself.
No, he did.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
did, you know?
Yeah.
And if you would have looked at both of them and then think about it, what, Fury put on 20, 30 extra pounds for that fight?
He actually was they was thinking he was gonna come in at 300. He came in at 277. I think it was mental, bro. 300? No, they thought he was gonna come in at 300 because he's 6'9".
Yeah, yeah, that's
so
true.
So I thought he's coming in at 300, but he said his trainer was like, "We're gonna put on extra 30 extra pounds."
They said after that, after the weigh-in, they say the bet market went up for Wilder to win. Niggas thought Fury was out of shape.
No, bro. And you know what's scary, bro? Shit, nigga. Tyson Fury said that wasn't my A game. I was like, what the fuck, bro? But he was right, though, because if you watch the second fight, he boxed better. He moved. He was dodging a lot of Deontay punches, bro.
That's true.
In this fight, Deontay was able to land some shots.
Yeah.
But mentally, I saw Deontay Wilder literally did a game plan of his trainer the first two rounds.
Yeah.
Which was go to the body, make him drop his guard or bring that hand down and shoot the right hand down the middle. That was the game plan. Go to the body. Make him drop them hands. Make him guard the body. And then you go up top.
Yeah.
He did that shit for two rounds. He was having some success. Deontay Wilder was calm, cool, collected until he got clipped.
Yeah.
In the third, I think it was the third round.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
When he got dropped in the third round, that shit went out the window, nigga. Yeah. I'm going to do what I always do.
Right.
And he went headhunting.
Yeah.
And if you headhunt for 3 and 4 rounds and you're throwing power shots, bro, against a heavyweight, a nigga who's leaning on you, putting on his body weight on you, what's going to happen?
Stamina gone.
Exactly. Now stamina gone. And you've already been knocked down, so your leg is already kind of shaking.
Yeah, you got noodles.
Man. And what happened, bro? Tyson Fury he whooped his ass.
That was a boxing clinic.
No, it was. It was like, and I'm watching Deontay Wilder fight. I'm like, bro, there was times in that fight where Deontay Wilder should have been. Went down.
Yeah.
Give him that. He had heart, bro.
Heart, yeah.
Because he should have been. I was like, bro, you are getting waxed.
Yeah.
And there's nothing you could do about it.
Yeah.
He knew it, dog.
Yeah.
He knew he could not do nothing against this dude. And I'm like, bro, this nigga is beating your ass.
Yeah.
And when he said that wasn't his A game, bro.
That's scary shit.
I said, nah. So, there was another issue after the fight.
Uh-huh.
They said that Tyson Fury went over to congratulate Deontay Wilder. And Deontay Wilder said, I don't respect you.
Damn.
So there was an issue with him not being a good sportsman. Right. Like, you got beat, bro.
Yeah.
You beat your ass. You got beat, whatever. So.
So I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
Who do you see Fury taking next?
He's supposed to be fighting Usyk because Usyk has a title, but we got to wait, though, because Usyk has to fight Joshua. He's enacted his rematch clause. He wants the belts back, but. My whole thing is, how does that work, though? Is it strictly, well, Joshua was the A side, so.
Right.
Because that means that he had a rematch clause enacted.
Uh-huh.
So what I'm thinking is, okay, if he beats Usyk the second time, is it going to be a third fight?
Oh.
Will Usyk want to rematch with him? But they're not going to put off Tyson versus AJ too long, though. That's a money fight.
That's true. That's very true.
That shit is going to the O2.
But so think about it. So, the O2 arena. Yeah, no doubt.
100,000 people.
Yeah. So, okay, so think about it. So let's say AJ gets the rematch. Well, he got the rematch.
Mm-hmm.
Rematch. Let's say he gets the title up off of him. Then you should do his rematch.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, though. I mean, you want a mega fight, you would have AJ and Fury going in as champs.
Yeah.
You know, that's a mega fight. I don't trust AJ, though, in situations like that, because this is his second time showing that. Yeah, he still got a long career ahead of him, whatever.
He's not being Tyson Fury.
No, for that, that's all about hyping the fight up.
Yeah.
You want to hype that fight up to the max.
I see what you're saying.
But I don't trust him because he's shown, like, he underestimates people a lot.
I think it's like I said, it's just his mental IQ.
If he would take every fight serious, then we would have a good fight on our hands. But
you got, if his mental IQ is not as sharp,
right?
Like, a lot of times guys be going through real life shit.
Yeah, that's true.
You gotta go boxing and your mind ain't there. You can tell a fighter's mind ain't there because it's like, bro, you lose to a nigga, you supposed to be beaten.
Facts.
So, you know, it's kind of like that.
Yeah.
Apparently, Andy Ruiz may end up fighting Deontay Wilder next year.
I don't want to see that.
Because people are saying that. Cause my whole thing was, I was like, bro, I thought Deontay Wilder was going to retire.
Oh, after the fight?
Yes. No. Because some boxers, they can't process a loss.
Right.
Not in that fashion.
Especially three to one guy.
You got knocked out.
Yeah, even though that first one was a tie. Yeah, you take that. Any competitor knows, takes that as a loss.
Everybody knows Fury won the first fight.
So well, yeah. That's true.
It was one of them things, man. But, yeah. Oh, shit. Make sure this laptop don't die on me. But so yeah, there was a, I thought he was gonna retire.
Yeah,
I'm like, bro, he had a vicious knockout,
right?
And he lost on a grand stage.
Yeah,
he may not be able to process that. And that's now the fear, the reputation that he has,
yeah,
there's a crack in the armor now.
Right, that's
so
true.
People are not as afraid no more. Now, yeah. Granted, people, the heavyweights ain't as gifted as Tyson Fury.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
It ain't more than one Tyson Fury running around the heavyweight division.
Fury is all time gifted, like,
yeah, and it's weird,
yeah,
because he don't look like a boxer
at all, yo. He like a sack of milk,
a five pound sack of potatoes,
a 5 pound sack of potatoes,
egg or bronze, nigga.
Nah, for real, man. He don't look weird.
Like a, he don't look like a boxer, bro. Yeah. When he getting that ring, dog, that dude has a gift. He was born
yeah.
with the gift to box, bro.
That's a fact.
And that's what he does. So it's an amazing thing to see.
Yeah.
But like you said, Joshua really right now should be undefeated.
That's true. He should be that guy right now.
He should be undefeated. Yeah. But like you said, he not taking fighters as serious as he should.
Yeah.
Which causes him to say and do the wrong things.
Yeah.
It's like,
I think that Ruiz loss, I think that still fucks with him. That's your first big match in America at Madison Square Garden.
And normally I would have said this. I would have said, you know, a loss like that, maybe for a guy like him, he probably need that to help him refocus.
Right. But then, that was the positive side of him.
Then him losing to Usyk, and I'm just like, now granted, apparently Usyk was undefeated. Or he's undefeated and he's talented. I've never seen a fight, so I can't make a judgment about a guy I've never seen fight.
Yeah.
But AJ was the favorite to win.
Right.
So you go into this fight as the favorite and you lose. So then it kind of bring up the question, like, your mindset. Because the whole thing is apparently this guy Usyk dominated you. Yeah. He didn't just beat you, he dominated you for 12 rounds.
Right.
And it was times where they say he got a long 10 count.
Oh, AJ?
Yeah, they showed because it was like this guy was finna get knocked out, and it was like some weirdness with the clock.
Okay,
or whatever happened, but I don't know, bro. Hopefully he wins his rematch.
Yeah,
and he's able to fight Tyson Fury next because I think Tyson Fury said one more fight and he's done.
Oh, Fury
with boxing,
I can see that
because he ain't got nothing else to prove.
Yeah, that's true.
He don't have nothing else to prove.
That's true.
And Deontay Wilder, that's gonna drive him nuts.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
The rest of his life, he's the only person to beat me.
Yeah, they gonna be done and retired, and Fury gonna have. I mean, not Fury. Wilder gonna have resent towards him.
Yep.
No doubt.
Because he the way he beat him.
Right.
He dominated him the second fight. That the corner threw in the towel. And he knocked your ass out in the third fight.
Yeah.
This nigga woke up like the Undertaker in the first fight.
Yeah. Right? You gave this nigga everything you had.
And
everything.
They always say when a bully is being bullied.
Yeah.
You see who he is.
That's true.
And we saw that.
That's true.
And I said this. I'm like, bro, he don't have no head movement. He don't have a jab. He don't attack the body.
Yeah.
This nigga put, he used the left hand probably as a measuring stick to throw a fucking right. That's all he trying to do. Because he know if he catch you at any moment, catch you off guard, catch you off balance, he going to knock your ass
out.
He understands that about his right hand.
Yeah.
But that's also his downfall. Because how in the fuck you go through 42 fights, or 41 fights as a professional, and you haven't really fought anybody.
Yeah, that's true. It's a good question. You think we'll ever get a Wilder Joshua fight?
They was talking about that.
I feel like it'll be a meaningless fight though.
My whole thing is I say man, Deontay Wilder would have he has a great shot.
Yeah.
Against Joshua.
Right.
Because the lack of focusness. Now maybe Deontay Wilder is an opponent that Anthony Joshua needs to bring out his full potential.
Yeah, that's true.
Be one of those opponents that make him focus so much that he unlocked a different side of himself that he didn't know.
Yeah, because I was about to say Joshua might go down as the greatest what-if boxer.
Yep, you're right.
The way it's kind of going.
But he has to fight the right people, though.
Right,
If he fights Tyson Fury, if he fights Deontay Wilder, then he could put the rest of those questions.
That's true. That's very true.
He actually fought. Now, whether he win or lose, it don't matter.
Yeah.
But he fought them, though.
Yeah.
But if he don't do that, then it'll be the biggest what if. That's them.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
Well, I
heard the baby crying too.
Oh, yeah, that's not. But yeah, no doubt about that. Yeah, no doubt. He got important fights coming up.
Who's that?
That's Maury.
Oh, that's Dream. I think She's scratching. I think Angel putting stuff on her arm.
So oh, yeah.
That's because she said it burns.
She warned her about that.
She said it burns.
Now she paying for it.
But, so, yeah, that's the boxing news, bro.
She probably going crazy up there.
Oh.
Angel.
Yeah, I mean, because it's...
Hopefully he sleep. If not, and I know Angel pissed.
We can go ahead and cut it short, bro. You got responsibilities, boy.
You got responsibilities.
Well,
right. Well, we can get to football. We can get to like one or two okay. topics for football. Yeah.
All right. So, matter of fact, last we gonna go ahead and move to NFL, bro.
Yeah.
NFL news, dog. So the John Gruden shit came out. This motherfucker gets canceled. And
wait, the who?
The emails.
Okay. John Gruden. Okay,
yeah,
John
Gruden. Yeah. The emails and shit came out about this nigga, bro. Yeah. And he loses his job, but he's still getting paid that money for that.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
That was
yeah.
guaranteed. So legally. They got to pay him $10 million to not do nothing. Ain't that some shit? Ain't that some shit, bro? Nigga ain't got to do nothing, bro.
Facts.
$10 million. But so, yeah, he loses his job, and the NFL is in an uproar about shit he said 10, 11 years ago. And he loses his job for
it. I never said that nigga had Michelin Man tires.
Oh, yeah, Michelin Man tires.
Michelin Man.
Nah, that's funny, though.
That's funny. I don't really see the race. I get it. The intent for racism.
That's
I get it.
Funny, bro.
But that was hilarious.
I ain't even gonna lie to you. I didn't even know white people had jokes like that, bro.
I didn't either, yo. That nigga was sitting on that.
Do you know how funny you gotta be to send that shit in the email, nigga?
Yeah, nah, yeah. For- Niggas, he studied that nigga.
Bro, think about it. What normal person send jokes through emails?
That's a fact.
Nobody
yeah.
does that, bro.
That's
like,
true.
You have to be off your rocker to send a joke through an email.
That's
like,
true,
like,
yeah.
You don't do that shit. But anyway, he loses his job, bro.
Yeah. I heard Patrick Mahomes had something to do with that. Okay, they were tired of being last place, so they got John Gruden.
Patrick Mahomes, bro. Patrick Mahomes. But so what do you think about that, bro? Because I feel like they're out of pocket.
Yeah. For
something that was said 10 years ago.
A decade ago.
If you're going to judge me, what I said when doing my birth, something wrong with that, bro.
I just don't like the fact that they labeled it as racist.
And it wasn't.
Because it wasn't. He said nothing about you being black. Mm-hmm. He talked about your lips. I mean, come on. If we can be honest, white people with big lips. How you know he was saying that with the... How you know he was saying that with the intent to be racist?
Mm-hmm. Michelin Man tire lips, bro.
I got to, she talking back. I got to.
Go ahead, man. I'll hold it down for a second,
all right,
bro.
All right, I'm going to be back.
So, man, look here. The issue with John Gruden, dog, I feel like the way the NFL handled it, I feel like it was wrong. And I also feel like it was just, he was a fall guy. Like, so if a person has 65,000 emails or whatever the number is, there's a lot more damaging evidence in those emails. But we're just going to release the one about John Gruden. Oh, okay. Right now it's top of the fourth, Boston versus Houston, MLB playoffs. And Boston is up 3-1. But yeah, man, I feel like, you know, the way they handled it, they literally hung him out to dry. And he had to apologize about it. He had to talk to his team about it. His team go play Chicago and get ramshacked because you find out your coach is a racist and a sexist and things of that nature, that people don't like that stuff. Now, this was 10 years ago, and those things that he probably said, he thought was very normal. You know, over time, things changed and became what it is, though. But I feel like the way they handled it, it was just like, oh, we need to sacrifice somebody. John Gruden is that person that we're going to sacrifice. And that's what they did, though. They really sacrificed this dude. They fed him to the wolves, bro.
Yeah, that's
they
true.
They fed John Gruden to the wolves because we need somebody to take the blame.
Right.
Think about this. The NFL right now don't even look bad because the people can put a face to the emails.
True. That's true.
That's so true. They know.
Scapegoat.
Yeah, they know. Yeah. Hey, well, John Gruden is the person that sent those emails.
Yep.
And, you know, Michelin tire lips, funny as hell.
That's funny, shit. Man. Y'all, that nigga not racist. That's funny as hell to me.
But, you know.
Hey, because didn't he coach Tampa?
Yeah.
The year they won the Super Bowl?
And they took him out the Ring of Honor.
What? Tampa?
Mm-hmm. But the following day, bro. No lie. The following day, I got the news from Bleacher Report. It was like Tampa Bay Buccaneers removed John Gruden for the Ring.
So, mind you, right? I'm talking about a team that was African-American dominant the year they won.
You know, what's going to happen because This is the same situation of John Gruden and just like Steve Kerr with the Golden State Warriors.
True.
Because that was Tony Dungy's team that they had put together.
Yeah.
And John Gruden inherited that team.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
And he had a different edge than Tony Dungy.
Yeah.
The way his approach is his philosophy.
That's a fact. Because Steve Kerr inherited Mark Jackson. So yeah.
And think about the shit Mark Jackson went through, bro, to put that team together, dog. Yeah, he did a lot of shit, dog. And then right on the cusp of actually winning a title,
not next year. I think
the following year. After he let him go, the following year, Steve Kerr comes in, boom, boy, them boys go win a chip.
Oh, that was the very next year.
The very next year, dog.
Bro, the slap on his face.
That's fucked up, bro. The very next year, they win a chip, bro.
I thought it was after.
Nope, it was very next year. They went against Cleveland because Brown went back from, came back from Miami.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So his first year in Cleveland, they was in the championship.
Yeah, and they won, yeah. And then after that, LeBron won one. Then that's what got KD the next year after that.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, bro. That's so. But the
job. No. They won back to back against Brian before. Right. No. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. That's when KD got there. That's when they won back to back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That was the only time.
Yeah.
But yeah, this John Gruden shit, bro, I feel like they handled it wrong. What's your take on this shit, bro?
My take, they absolutely handled it wrong. Mm-hmm. I just hate how it happened. Now the Raiders wouldn't just own a fucking road this year, but compared to what his first 2 years, it's his third year. Would have been.
Yes,
I mean, they was having some success. You know what I'm saying? And it's fucked up. But I get it. I get the business side of it.
It's kind of weak though.
It's a weak move
because it's like, if we don't address this publicly, we're going to look bad and people are going to stop viewing our games.
Because there was nothing concrete that happened.
People don't understand. The NFL has a core following.
Right.
People love football.
Yeah.
People say, oh, well, I'm not going to watch. You know, people who are like, oh, I'm not going to watch football, I'm going to protest against it, is just casual football watchers.
That's true.
Who most likely only watches football doing social gatherings.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't really watch about
on their own. Yeah, that's true.
Because of the core following, you're like, bro, I want to watch football.
Right.
I want to see who's going to win this game, whatever the case is. So, like, I don't know.
Because you got two different types. Like you said, you got the type that watches a social gathering and the type that watch football when it's football not even on.
Exactly. You're looking at football highlights. You're looking at shit like, you just love football.
Interviews, media, like, news reports, all that.
I think the business side of it in their image, the NFL image has taken a lot of hits over the last, 15 to 20 years.
Yes, that's true.
And so, you know, he did say he called Roger Goodell like faggot or something like that.
Yes. I mean, y'all read that. Gruden is funny to me.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I'm not the biggest fan of Gruden.
He's from a different cloth. Bro.
He is, yo. He has that Bill Parcells-esque like coaching attitude about him. Now, he's not as successful as Bill Parcells was. Nah. But I'm just saying, he has that coaching as like Bill Parcells. I like it. It's funny to me. It's hilarious. I watch that man mic'd up shit every now and then, yo, and I just laugh. That nigga weird, but he funny.
Hold on, who always funny? I could just go back and laugh at this nigga shit. Jim Mora's playoffs. You want to talk about playoffs? And that's when they had Peyton Manning, bro.
Oh my god,
that shit is so funny, dog. That gotta be the funniest sports interview. Y'all go check out Jim Mora's playoff interview, bro. That shit is on YouTube. That shit is so fucking funny, bro. Like, he wasn't even trying to be funny intentionally, bro.
Yeah. In NFL, he bring you those funny interviews. In the NBA, you get that from Pop.
Yeah.
Gonna give you that funny goal. So, but yeah.
Hey, why did Jeff Gundy, the other night, the Miami Heat was playing somebody, why they said the guy next to him was like, yeah, man, you know, Tyler Hero has a documentary that's coming out soon. And Jeff Van Gundy was like, of what?
That's a good point, bro. Documentary of what, nigga? You was hot one playoff, bro, in the bubble.
I laughed so hard, bro. He said, of what, bro? Like, he was dead serious. Like,
that nigga funny, too, though.
He was like, the guy was like, oh, his past summer, you know, Tyler put on, like, 15 pounds of muscle. And there's a video of a girl crashing her car trying to get his autograph because he was outside signing autographs, whatever. And he was like, bro, like, is this being like professionally filmed? And he was like, yeah, he has a professional company, da da da. And he was like, you only got 1 year in the league.
1 year in the league,
this
bro.
Man said,
one year in the league.
Bro. All right, man, let's get back to NFL, bro.
Okay.
So there is another quarterback that I'm starting to enjoy watching.
Okay.
That I should have started enjoying watching.
I got a feeling I know who you're talking about.
Justin Herbert, nigga.
Oh, no, that's not who I thought you were talking
about. That motherfucker is good, bro.
Okay.
I watched the highlights of them playing against Cleveland last week, bro.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They was down like
that was a nice win for them
10 too, points in the fourth quarter.
Right.
That nigga was cool, calm, and collected, yeah, bro. He was throwing that shit, dog. Yeah. I was like, and I never paid attention. Like, he has an arm.
Yeah, he do. No, he has a fucking that's true. Yeah,
arm, dog. He can throw the ball. And yeah. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to start watching, you know, the L.A. Chargers play. Uh-huh. Just to see Justin Herbert throw the ball.
Right.
Because that nigga's good, bro.
Yeah.
I, like, out of the young guns, yeah, I know you got Josh Allen, who got a rocket arm.
That's a fact.
This nigga can throw the ball 70 yards with ease.
Yeah.
The fact that he can do that.
I think I enjoy Josh Allen running niggas over more than anything, bro. Because you look at him and you were like, oh, nah, he ain't that aggressive. Nah, he'll truck the shit out of you. Tim Tebow shit,
he's
nigga.
He's different, bro.
Yeah.
And you know what? You know, so we gonna talk about that in a second here. But yeah, he's different. But Justin Herbert, bro,
yeah,
he got a coolness to his game, bro.
Yeah,
like
that's
he
true.
Don't I haven't seen him like really shaking or rattled.
Right.
And I'm like, bro, like so I started like watching more of his highlights and his throws. I'm like, okay, he got good ball placement, accuracy, he got good throwing mechanics, he know how to move in the pocket. And if he got a run, he'll take off running,
that's
bro.
True. Yeah, get so yards too.
You got like the perfect quarterback and right. then he but he knows how to play it safe too.
Yeah, that's true.
I was like, I was watching him, I was like, bro,
for a second year guy, that's scary.
Bro, the AFC West
is hot right
is
now.
In trouble.
That's true.
People who think Kansas City gonna dominate that division, you are mistakenly wrong.
You can look
wrong.
At just this year is proving you why they won't.
You're
really?
Mistakenly wrong, bro. Yeah. Okay. I told a guy at my job that Kansas City is becoming like Golden State.
Yeah.
So, you know, they kept having them title runs, and you start having injuries, bro.
Yeah.
And you cannot perform to your fullest strength.
Yeah.
If you want to be honest, dog, Kansas City may, I'm just saying may, they may or may not win another Super Bowl.
Oh, I agree.
They may not, bro.
I agree. If so, maybe one.
Bro,
if so,
it's hard to win a Super Bowl to
that's
get to
true.
One.
Yeah,
to win it, yeah. They may not. They have an immensely talented quarterback, bro.
Yeah.
But I'm afraid what's going to happen to Patrick Mahomes is he's going to be Aaron Rodgers 2.0. He's going to be a great talented quarterback.
Rodgers got one, huh? Yeah.
He got MVP, just like Rodgers. They both got a title, but they may not get to another Super Bowl. Now, granted, Patrick Mahomes has been to, the last two?
Yeah, last two straight, yeah.
Yeah, the last two straight Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he got there. But they may or may not get back, dog.
Yeah. Now, I'll tell you one thing that Patrick Mahomes will keep going to, if not the Super Bowl, Pro Bowl.
Oh, well, yeah. He going to get that vote every year, bro.
He ain't going to miss that. Super Bowl or not, brother. You going to make the Pro Bowl.
He going to get
good
that,
job. Good job with the Pro Bowl.
So that I want to talk about this real quick.
Okay.
Why? Okay, so you know last night, Thursday Night Football, the Bucs versus Philadelphia Eagles.
Right.
The Bucs win. Tom, AB doing his thing.
Yeah, 28-7.
Leonard Fournette. They all doing the thing, whatever.
Right.
But why do you feel like they are burying Jalen Hurts right now? The quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Right.
Mind you, they just traded Zach Ertz today to Arizona.
Right.
That is insane, bro.
I think it's the coaching staff. I think they are in a sense giving Jalen Hurts that Dwayne Haskins Washington treatment.
Wow. I didn't think about that.
They don't want that nigga.
Yeah.
They don't want him, bro.
I did not think about that.
They don't want him, man.
Damn.
Last year when he was playing, he was winning for them. Towards the end of the season last year, he was winning for them. He made them somewhat of a threat in their division. He made them a threat. Wow. And then you still talking about trading him and letting him go in the offseason? You don't want him. You don't want him.
Wow.
How you got Devontae Smith and you still not doing what you're supposed to be doing between them two? And they play together. They don't want him. They don't want that man, bro. It's the coaching staff, in my opinion.
Damn.
That's why they burying him. Look, they're getting rid of his weapons. It's the coaching staff, man.
Bro, you were absolutely right, dog.
Now, granted, I know they were talking about getting rid of Zach Ertz this offseason right when the season ended. Mm-hmm. I watched the last game. Actually, I watched their last home game last year. I think it was against the Cowboys, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. I watched their last home game, And because I like Jalen Hurts at the time, I was a fan of him. So I watched that game because he was starting or whatever. I think it was an afternoon game. And they showed Zach Ertz walking off the field, waving off to the Philly fans. And they were like, this might be his last walk. And so now that, you know, in the offseason, they could have had the chance to do it. No, they didn't. They re-signed to a small deal. And then they get rid of him. The coaches don't, man. They until Philadelphia get a new coach, a new head coach in there, they're going to deal with it. They're going to be mediocre for a while, and they're going to waste this man's prime time.
So what about the front office, too? Do you think they need to be changing the front office for
it has to management? Be. It probably has to be, yes. Because if you letting your head coach dictate and, man, look, come on. I mean, okay, Philadelphia offensively got some young, good talent. Mm-hmm. You letting them – if you as a front office, if you letting your head coach run this down, i.e. Houston, Texas, with Brian, what's that dude's name? Who's the head coach in the GM?
Bill O'Brien.
Bill O'Brien. If you letting this team run them into the ground just to, like, get at them or prove a point to these young players, all y'all need to be cleaned out. Philadelphia needs to be cleaned out round table.
Right. Okay, so who do you think are the top three threats in the NFC?
In the NFC?
Yeah.
Top three?
Yeah.
Like, 1, 2, 3 numbered?
Yeah.
I guess it's easy to start at one. One right now, just based off how they plan, I say it's the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. I feel like Cardinals are different right now. Mm-hmm. Number two, I feel like it's easy, the Bucks, mm-hmm. Buccaneers. Three is where I probably would have trouble. But if I had to say a third team, just right now without really diving into it, I would probably say the Rams.
Oh, really?
I would probably say the Rams.
I actually thought you were going to say the Cowboys.
I got to see more of the Cowboys. Yeah, what they're doing is cool. But if you think about Dak, always been able to throw the ball and get yardage.
I'm actually tired of the Cowboys, now, bro.
Now, Zeke is starting to wake up a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
But
he is running the ball.
Because, I mean, let's not forget, they played a championship-caliber team in the Buccaneers in week one, and Zeke did nothing.
That's facts.
So you can't just forget about that. Because since then, what was the last championship team they played against?
Wow. No, you're right.
Who they just played? They just played the Giants.
Yep. Daniel Jones is not it.
Nah.
I've had enough of him, bro.
You ain't got to hang that up.
I watched him play against the Cowboys. I said, you sorry piece of shit, bro.
Bro, I almost want to say Saquon not it either. I almost want to say that. You have to put Saquon behind the best line in football for him to stay healthy. You put him behind a decent line or a line who's okay or a playoff caliber line, I feel like he's going to get hurt. I feel like he's drinking milk or something. Damn.
Smash.
How you walk past somebody, they step on your ankle, you done.
Yeah.
Yo, come on, bro. I get it. That was a freak accident. I get that. But damn, it's like every season with you.
Nah, he on the wrong team, bro.
That's what I'm saying. He has to be behind the best team. Saquon needs to be on the best team in the NFL. He don't need to be on no other team.
Yeah,
that's the only way you're gonna get the best out of him.
Yeah, because then he don't have to do that much.
Exactly.
Like I think,
and when he do something, it's a playmaking move.
Yeah, and I think for the Giants, this nigga's like 50% of their offense, bro.
Facts.
Like,
yep.
So that's why he always hurt.
Probably more than that, bro, honestly.
Yeah,
60, 70, maybe almost easy.
You got Eli Manning 2.0 throwing the ball and shit, bro. This nigga garbage, dog.
Nah, yeah.
I've had enough of Daniel Jones, bro. I'm sick of it, bro.
Go back
to Duke, bro. Like, you guys... Yeah, stop this, dog.
That's a fact. Ever since that
wherever he came from, bro.
Ever since he stumbled before he got in the end zone.
Like, he ain't been the same since, bro. goofy-ass nigga, bro. He has not been the same since.
Yo, that nigga stumbled then to get into the end zone. He stumbled this past Sunday getting off the fucking field.
How you tackle yourself, bro?
Hang it up, bro.
This man tackled
Come
himself,
on, bro. Use a tackle, man. Hey, you running the ball. Use a tackle. Fuck out of here. That nigga got one tackle on his stat sheet, and it's when he tackled himself.
This nigga tried to hit stick himself forward and slipped and fell, bro.
Hey, that was that Madden shit when you ride open and you try to truck somebody and you end up tripping. Nobody's there for you to truck, bro. You accidentally hit that truck button and you start fumbling and falling. Yeah, nigga, that was that Madden hit stick.
Hey, bro. Daniel Jones, bro, I got one word. Goofy.
Goofy.
This nigga goofy,
fact,
bro. This nigga goofy, bro. All right, so what team in the AFC... you feel like it's a dangerous team to win it all?
What team in the AFC?
Mm-hmm. Oh, like top three.
Top three?
Yeah, top three teams.
That might be hard. I ain't gonna lie.
In the AFC?
In the AFC. Cause the West. Well, nah, I can't say the West is hot. Cause both Broncos and the Raiders lost.
Yeah, that's true.
And KC.
Yep.
I out of respect, number one, this might shake the room. Number one, I'll give it to the Chargers.
Ooh.
I know.
Okay.
Number two, okay. I can.
There's only one number two.
I want to say Buffalo.
That's the only answer.
But they lost to us. And we're horrible.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying?
But they just dominated.
That's true. The Chiefs.
The Chiefs. Yeah, they dominated true. The Chiefs, bro.
That's true.
Josh Allen was throwing the ball like Tom Brady, bro. Brady.
Question, is that a feat anymore?
What?
To dominate the Chiefs. Is that a feat that you can brag about?
Why would you ask that question?
You know what I'm saying? Like, their defense is awful.
Oh, it is.
Like, trash.
But if you think about it, though, they really have no offense.
That's true.
Cause all you gotta do is double Tyreek Hill, dog.
They've been playing backyard football for years, and it's catching up.
It's easy for them to look good and flashy because I'm gonna go man to man with Tyreek. Why would you do that? This is the fastest dude in the NFL.
Yep, that's
the double fact. Him the whole game, make him frustrated, bro.
Yeah.
If I'm any defensive coordinator for any other team, dog, Patrick Mahomes gotta beat me with Travis Kelce.
Right.
He now beat me with Tyreek Hill, bro.
Yeah.
I'm telling the DBs and the safety, dog, this is your assignment the whole game.
Tyreek Hill is the definition of backyard football. So Thanksgiving football.
He get a 60-yard, 70-yard bomb because, Tyreek broke containment. Of course.
It's not his route running skills.
No.
He's just fast.
No, not at all, bro. So
nigga just faster than the average person, you know?
But, yeah, the Bills got to be number two, bro.
So I get the Bills number two. I think number three – I might have a tie. No, it's not the Ravens.
Oh, I was actually thinking that.
No.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Bro, let's keep it 100, bro. Let's keep it 100.
They are good divisional rivals, though, so you are
right. Right. No doubt. Who they just played?
Against?
Lions?
Nah. The Colts.
Colts. Let's keep it 100.
The Colts trash.
The Colts won that game.
The Colts are garbage.
If they kick or didn't miss that, it's over.
The only thing good about the Colts is the running back.
Facts, yeah.
One of them wide receivers too.
Jonathan Taylor is nice.
Yes, yeah, he's nice.
That nigga fast.
Carson Wentz is shot goods, bro. He is shot goods,
that
bro.
That nigga inspired tomato.
He has not been the same since that freak injury the year of the Super Bowl,
dog. That's true.
Like, this dude was on he had a play where he scrambled the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And as he was falling down, that motherfucker threw it like 30 yards, bro. Yeah. Somebody caught that bitch.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, Carson Wentz is doing some Aaron Rodgers type
shit. He was leading MVP that year.
Yes. He was going to win, bro. Yeah. And he got, when he tore his ACL, he has never been the same since
then. That is very true.
Him coming back from injury to go to Philly, he was like, oh damn. My teammates really want Nick Foles. They don't even want me to be here.
Yeah, and it fucked with his mental. On top of the mental of dealing with his injury.
He has never been the same, bro, mentally. So him playing football, he sees it through foggy glasses.
Yeah, that's true.
That's how he played football.
Yeah.
He sees it through foggy glasses.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize that T.Y. Hilton was on injury reserve list. I'm like, where this nigga at?
Oh yeah, they said that in the game. That's right. Yeah.
Injury reserve, bro. He was thinking about retiring, dog.
Damn.
He was thinking about retiring, bro.
But I said Indianapolis curse, boy.
I'm telling
Andrew
you,
Luck, not T.Y.
I think they treated – it's because they treated Peyton Manning wrong, dog.
That's true.
They treated him really
absolutely
wrong.
Absolutely, that's true.
After that injury, bro. Mm-hmm. That guy literally changed the course of their franchise, bro.
That's a fact, yeah.
He changed the coach into who they became. They
to a winning team.
The team that Manny ran. Bro.
Right, that's true.
And I'm a Brady fan.
Yeah.
But that was the team Manny ran, bro. Yeah. They treated him wrong when he got back from injury.
That's true.
Literally did not want him.
Yeah.
And Denver took him like, bro, it's still Peyton Manning. It was like, because you know why? John Lynch. No, not John Lynch. Who's the GM?
Elway.
John Elway. Yeah. I said John Lynch. John Elway was on a hot seat, bro, as a GM.
Yeah.
Because he kept making bad picks and shit.
Yeah.
So it was like, well, hey, this Peyton Manning. We could just give it a shot. We already got a stout defense.
Yeah.
We got some good running backs. And we got a good line.
Yeah.
It's Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Look, he comes in, boom, them motherfuckers set the record for 50 touchdowns in 1 year.
Yeah.
That was 5,000 yards.
And it's crazy. I was at the game that Peyton got his 50. It was in Houston. Man, I went to the game.
Wow.
That was crazy.
That's pretty special, bro.
Yeah.
That's a special moment. But, yeah, man, so They in Philadelphia, bro, or Jalen Hurts, bro. If I'm you, dog, I'm asking for a trade myself.
Facts, yo, and yeah.
Philly do not want you, bro.
That's true.
But I'll read through we'll some of the comments on YouTube.
We'll definitely take it.
I was reading through some of the comments on YouTube, and people were talking about, like, no, the city of Philly loves Jalen.
I bet.
We don't like the coaches.
Yeah.
So they were saying stuff like that. And I was like, oh, okay. And yeah. I'm assuming, like, oh, these niggas really don't like this guy.
Just let this man play ball, man.
Yeah, like, so. But they really are setting him up to fail, dog. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I had one. I had Chargers. The Chargers. Two, I put the Bills.
Yep.
And three, I got a – I think I got a tie. I'm not 100%, but I think I got a tie. I got Cleveland.
Okay.
And I don't want to say this team, but oh. Nah, I think okay. It's not gonna be a tie. That's just my top three. I was gonna say Cincinnati though.
Cincinnati, good though.
They playing Cincinnati very good.
Cincinnati gave Green Bay a run for them. They the kickers did. Are ass, bro. Yeah. If I could break their legs right now, bro, I would break their legs, bro. Because that was they missed five kicks back to back, dog.
Facts, yo, yeah.
You talk about a firing squad, boy. I'm yeah. running them legs, bro. I was fed up. I'm like, bro, yeah. this is a great game. And you know, CBS, them yeah. motherfuckers don't care.
Yeah, they don't
the
care.
The Cowboys playing, they yeah. gonna switch that game. I'm like, who won? Rather damn Green Bay won. The dude finally made the kick.
Yeah. Hey, look, Cincinnati is off. They're top heavy. They have no defense at all.
Not at all.
Man, their offense is pretty lethal. And Jamar they're young, Chase man.
And Joe Burrow, that nigga be throwing that motherfucker. Man, I'll be like, damn. Okay.
They are young and good.
Okay,
so
young man.
I had them fourth. I ain't gonna tie. Cleveland's better than them, bro, in my opinion.
Cleveland scored 40 points and had zero turnovers and lost.
That's true.
That says a lot about your team.
Yeah, that's unheard
that
of.
That says a lot. You have 40 points, bro. Niggas don't score 40 points every week in football.
You have
some teams do.
You have to be careful with that because this could be the downfall. I've seen this happen, bro. You lose confidence like that, bro. The offense start looking at the defense, get frustrated.
What? You know, it's crazy. So, you know, Arizona playing Cleveland this weekend.
That's right. That's a big game.
Oh, that's going to be a great game.
That's
going
to be a real good game.
Nick Chubb not playing.
What?
He out. Injury, bro.
I mean, yeah. What? You know, Kareem Hunt.
By himself, though. Nick Chubb, well, yeah, Kareem true. Hunt, 1-2 punch. Boom. Because
Kareem Hunt even admitted, he said, I'm nothing if you're not going in there wearing the mic.
Wow.
So. And they did a mic'd up, and he told him that on the sideline.
But it's
so.
The truth, though.
And I believe he believed that. Dog, I believe he believed
Nick
that.
Nick Chubb will make you tired of tackling him. Yeah. Bro. You would not want to attack him in the open field.
And both of them over 230 pounds.
And they be moving. They be moving, bro.
Browns play physical football.
Yes. So think
they
about
play
it.
Physical football.
They are a 50% run team, 50%, mm-hmm. 25% shotgun, 25% play action.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the, you know how they do it. Whatever.
Yeah.
But the run game is what opened up the pass game.
Right.
Bro.
Yeah.
I don't know why people are trying to say Cleveland needs to trade Odell Beckham Jr. Now, granted, he probably needs to get to a better situation
right.
or a better quarterback because Baker is trying to force
mm-hmm.
the ball to Odell.
Yeah.
Now, granted, Odell, like last week, he dropped the critical third down.
Mm-hmm.
That happens. You got to catch those, bro. They hit your hand. Yeah. Boom. But other than that, dog, a lot of the passes to Odell that Baker throws, bro, you'd be like, you're forcing it. It was obvious this was a forced pass, but it seemed like when he threw the ball to anybody else, it's not forced.
Let's be honest. I hate, and I heard a few analysts say this. Oh, that's Baker's team. No, it's not. It's not Baker's team. Not yet.
No.
It's Nick Chubb's team.
No, that's
facts. It's his Nick Chubb's offense.
That's facts.
It's not. He's not that a – Baker Mayfield's not a game manager. He's not – your job is not to turn the ball over. When Nick Chubb get back in the game, you give it to him.
God, bro.
That offense runs around Nick Chubb.
This nigga just read them their rights. Oh my man. Goodness. I did not, bro. You're absolutely right.
It runs through Nick Chubb. It is not, but I don't think at least for the next 2 years it'll be Baker.
No,
he's not cut out to lead a team in the NFL
right.
and be to success.
You're absolutely
especially
right.
Especially not in the AFC. Oh, when it's cold in the playoff time, you gotta run.
Bro.
You gotta run, bro.
Bro, you said that shit, Doug.
Hey, you got to run. You got to have a physical defense. And I feel like their defense, their D-line makes up for the physicality that the rest of their defense lacks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got Myles Garrett, who's a beast, who's an anomaly. Yeah, that nigga's facts. Different.
They got some strong physical cornerbacks.
Right.
They got some good safeties, too. So, like, their defense is sick.
Yeah.
And they got Jadeveon Clowney, too.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, they have help.
Their defensive line makes the linebackers play, like, grown man football. Because, you know, as a D-line, your job really in the run game, your job is to make sure the linemen don't go up to the second level, which is mm-hmm. the linebackers. And they have a good job. They do a good job at that.
Yeah.
But Cleveland, they linebacker, they got to, if they get with the program, Cleveland going to be dangerous.
Yeah, no, that's facts.
Dangerous. That's but facts. You can't give up over 40 and lose. You can't do that.
No turnovers.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't do that, yo. You can't do that, man.
Hey, somebody got to get it. So we got to fight somebody that night, bro.
And see, and that's the problem, because if you run the ball like you are known for, last year they led the league in running. Right. If you do that like you're known for, you shouldn't even get to 40 because you're running the clock. Yes, you'll get to a solid 30,
you're right.
And they wouldn't even be close to it because you dominated time possession.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, bro. But that game showed me Justin Herbert is a motherfucking baller, bro. He is a motherfucking baller, dog. I'm like, I will definitely be watching this nigga play.
Yeah.
Because he is fucking good, bro.
Yeah.
I gotta give it to him, dog. Just give him all credit.
Keeping Keenan Allen was the best thing the Chargers did in the last couple of years.
That nigga is good,
Keep him with weapons around him. Keep him with weapons. That's the best thing you can do for a young quarterback. That's on the way up.
The Chargers really be balling, bro. I gotta give it to him, dog. Them motherfuckers be balling, dog. Yeah. That was the right thing of letting Phillip Rivers go and drafting Justin Herbert, bro.
But they should let that nigga go a long time ago, bro.
They saved their franchise
by
drafting Justin Herbert, bro.
Yeah.
He's literally that good,
They saved the rebuilding process. Oh, they didn't have to do that.
God, dog. He's really that good.
Yeah.
Dog. That shit is wild, man. All right, so we're going to get this last topic here.
Okay.
We're going to go to the NBA, man. We gonna bypass the Kyrie bullshit because I don't feel like talking about all that shit.
That shit is exhausted.
That nigga Stephen A. Smith said Stephon Marbury was eating Vaseline like a cheeseburger.
Shout out Stephen A.
Bro, nigga. I was at work dying, nigga. I was like, what the fuck? This nigga said Vaseline like a cheeseburger.
I forget sometimes what a savage Stephen A.
That was funny, bro. Like he was like, put the camera on me. I was like, oh shit. But I realized though, Disney is using ESPN as a pawn to push a certain agenda against black people. Because it's weird at how much Stephen A. Smith speaks out against black people in the way that he does.
Yeah, that's true.
While saying I'm not going to offend you, I'm about to offend you.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about, bro? Like, we're not dumb, dog. So, like, he's just on a major platform that reaches a lot of people with a network that has a great reach. So, when he says shit like that, it's like, we're expecting Stephen A. Smith to comment on this black topic.
Right.
Or this black individual, this black athlete. Like,
yeah, that's true.
And it's weird. And like, it's like he have the most outrageous takes.
Yeah.
He be like,
hey, boy, ain't no fucking way, boy.
Facts.
That's exactly what you're saying, dog. Yeah. It's like, what are you talking about, bro?
That's true.
But he be dead serious. And I be like, I don't watch that shit, dog.
Yeah.
I don't watch fucking First Take. It's cringy now.
It is. It's very cringy.
It's very cringy. It's very forced.
Because of fucking Molly. I hate. I'm not even going. Nah, that's top for another time.
That's mess I hate.
Molly, bro, I hate. Yeah,
But Undisputed is a show that you can watch and laugh.
Hell
and
yeah.
Enjoy.
Skip will get on your nerves, but it's enjoyable. You know,
because you got Shannon making jokes and shit,
right?
Yeah, that's like me talking to somebody.
I like that.
That shit be funny as hell.
It levels it out.
Like, look, Skip, my grandpa always said, if I got to beat a bitch ass, I got to beat a bitch ass. Like, he'll say some shit like that, but he'll say it in a way you'd be like, damn, that was real, bro. You know another good show? Speak for Yourself.
What's that?
Marcellus Wiley and Emmanuel Acho is a sports talk show.
Okay,
they are really good, dog.
Okay,
really great. Debate sports format. You'll like that shit, bro.
Okay.
You'll be like, all right, them niggas got some good takes. That makes sense. It ain't the weird. It's two black dudes.
Yeah.
It ain't the weird arguing shit, stuff like that. They've been getting Mark Sanchez on there lately. Bro, Mark Sanchez has a great mind for football.
A word?
I'm not talking about playing as a quarterback.
Understand just the game of football.
And he know how to relate to you intelligently.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's a really good show, though.
Yeah, I know Emmanuel Acho.
Yeah.
Because he used to play football, but I don't know the other guy.
Jason Wilder, he's played football, too.
My name's for the Cowboys?
I think the Chargers.
If I see him, it'll probably click.
Yeah, black dude, man. Jason Wilder.
That name, I've heard people say that name, though, like on talk shows and stuff.
Yeah, because he's a black dude.
Yeah, name Jason Wilder.
Damn.
Big guy?
Black dude.
Bit like big guy?
Yeah.
I think I know who you're talking about. Oh, no. I'm thinking about the other dude. He dark skin?
Black dude, man. That dude right there.
Oh, okay. I've seen him on
them two.
He came to a what's that thing with the two black guys and the one white guy? It's a For I don't know. It come on early in the morning before first take. Keon or something like that.
Talking about Nick right now?
No. Before them, it's a guy. It's a weird. Y'all gotta excuse me. It's a weird little white guy that be on the computer, and it's two black guys.
Oh, Max, Key, and Jay.
Key and Jay, yeah. I think he was on that show once before, filling in for one of them. Yeah, I've seen them somewhere. I've seen them on the talk show before, though.
Max, Key, and Jay, that's a different dynamic, too. For
that is. So that is.
It's obvious that.
I dig it sometime, but, you know.
But it's like those guys have radio voices.
Right, so that's true.
Good over radio.
That's true, yeah.
But then you have the actual Hall of Fame player who can talk sports with you.
Right.
You're like, man, look, the shit y'all think is real ain't real. Everybody worrying about that.
Yeah.
These guys in the huddle, this is what we talk about, this is what we're trying to execute. Right. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
The other panel likes to guess what the players are thinking.
Yeah.
What the players are saying.
Right.
Like, think about it. Niggas really get paid to guess what somebody mean by a tweet.
Yeah, that's true.
Niggas get paid for that.
That's
shit,
very
bro.
True.
Like,
yeah.
Let me hear your thought about what you think. What this player just tweeted.
Yeah.
Like, huh? That's journalism, though.
Yeah, bro. That's true. What I like about Shannon has played the sport of football.
Nah, that's fact.
So when he see a tweet, oh, he probably tweeted that because either XYZ. Oh, mm-hmm. But Skip, why is LeBron posting workout videos on? God damn, why is anybody this Skip? Shit.
That man really made his career on hating LeBron.
That's a fact. That's another mouth that LeBron put food in, bro.
He really, yeah, he
shit.
Really
that's
got,
another table he put food
he
on.
He got Skip Bayless paid, bro.
Facts. That nigga's still in business because LeBron is playing.
Bron is so good. Skip knew, I'm going to have to hate this nigga to get paid.
Hell yeah.
He knew he saw a great immense talent in this one player. That yeah. Man, he's comparable to Michael Jordan.
Right.
And he got a job hating on this man, bro.
Yeah,
like come on, dog. Like yeah. You too grown for that.
I mean, he don't have an actual trait like his brother. His brother's a cook that he always loved to bring up.
Exactly.
And his wife writes books. Like who the fuck cares?
But, man, so I get up at 4:00 every morning and go work out.
Yeah, go for a run. He feel like I'll run everybody. Yeah.
Man, that is. He do say that shit.
I hate that man.
Like,
yo.
Man, shut your ass up.
That man is a waste of time, bro. Ooh,
right now, it is the bottom of the fifth, ladies and gentlemen, and Boston is up 3-1. It is no outs. We got, I think, Kerrigan or Bergen at the base.
It's getting crucial for the Astros.
Oh, is it Brennan? Whatever his name is. I don't really watch baseball like that, so y'all got to excuse me if I destroy somebody's name.
Griffin. I somewhat used to. I still wouldn't like hard on it.
Yeah.
I somewhat used to. But.
Well, Bregman is at the bat right now. 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Bases, one base loaded. Boom, pop fly.
He doing work on this nigga.
He is, bro. But yeah, man, so that's all I had for the NFL, dog.
Okay.
So, man, it's been a great episode.
It has,
this
bro.
This shit was funny as hell.
It really
bro.
Has.
Very informative. This hey. Nigga gave me some metaphors and allusions and references. I was like, this nigga is absolutely right, bro. I got to go back and listen to the podcast again because I was like, nah, he was spitting facts, bro. So.
Hey, I think I'm going to start talking about a battle rap, man. I think I'm going to add that to our podcast.
Man, we can talk about everything.
It's a huge event coming up for battle rap October 31st. 30th, which is a Saturday. Drake, the music artist, the mogul, the big guy, you know, big superstar. He has his own battle rap card coming up. It'll be his birthday.
Oh wow!
And the battle rap card is called "Till Death Do Us Part," and there's some big battles on that. So yeah, we can talk. I'll talk about that a little bit more in the next episode.
Oh, damn.
But yeah, I mean, battle rap really evolving when Drake holding the card.
Yeah, that's true.
Man,
you're
so,
right.
Yeah, so I'm gonna dive into that a little.
But he
bit
got
more.
Enough money to hold the card.
That's
though.
A fact. He
got enough money.
That's a fact. And from what I heard, he's been supporting them for years.
Wow.
So he's a big fan of battle rap. So, yeah, let's, you know, get a little diverse. I'm going to add that in there.
Yeah. All right, so. Cool, man. So, shit, this was a great episode. Hold on.
It was.
This was a great episode. We enjoyed ourselves. We definitely miss you guys. We'll try
no
to get
doubt.
Back to regular recording and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, this is Devontae.
This is Mr. 24/7.
And, shit, we going to get out of here, man. Y'all have a great weekend. Enjoy yourselves, and we'll see y'all the next time.
Peace.